right, we're back here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Streaming live at devilradio927.com, or you could be catching us on Facebook, the Devil Radio Facebook page for the Facebook Live video, where you can see inside the studio. You can also see most of our guests who join us via video as well over Zoom. We just heard from Lori Lee all about the Northside Planning Council, so many things happening on the north side. Now we're going to check in with Megan from Dane by Local to hear more about an event that's just getting kicked up again as we get into the fall, late fall, and really getting into the colder temperatures. It's usually when most people think about soup, Megan. So Megan Stern from Dane by Local is with us now to tell us about Soup's On and maybe a couple activities that DBL is doing. How are you?
Great, thank you.
So Megan, Soup's On, was started and kind of created last year during the pandemic for various reasons, went so well. Dane by Local's back with it, and tell us more about how people can participate in that.
Yeah, ideally, the goal had been last year to get some of our small business restaurants out there and being able to cook for people and to earn some money when the restaurants were closed, and also for people who felt stuck inside their homes to be able to get out of their house and get someone else cook a meal for them. And it just went so extremely well, and we had so much positive feedback from the community. It helped so many of our restaurant members that we're doing it again this year. And this Tuesday is going to be our first pickup date, which we're pretty excited about. It happens, we split. It goes until late spring. But the beginning of the year, we hand out the soups on the north side, the Feed Kitchen, which is at 1219 North Sherman. And then the second part of the year, we work out of Bag Prairie out in Verona. So it kind of covers both sides of the community as well.
Yeah, I love accessing those local facilities to help, you know, make this all. It kind of has hubs for everything, right? Because mm-hmm. you're taking in product from a number of area restaurants, and then you at least have a central pickup spot and things like that for people that want to come and get their orders.
Yeah, we have 13 restaurants just in this week, this first week alone, providing options for soups.
It's a fantastic event. Again, danebylocal.com. You can find out a whole bunch more about the activity. Again, it's sustaining throughout much of the year as they kind of get started here. But Soup's On, it helps you support local restaurants. You purchase freshly frozen quarts of soup, and then you have the opportunity to take that home and then enjoy the soup, and you can place orders as you like. You don't have to place an order every week, but if you want to and you want to enjoy that much soup, that's awesome. Those opportunities are all there. And again, Feed Kitchens to start out with here this part of the year, and then the west side over at Badger Prairie Needs Network over in Verona as you get, kind of turning the calendar year and stuff like that. Megan, there are a number of great sponsors for this event and people to help kind of bring this out to the community. So tell us about some of the sponsors.
Well, some of the sponsors would be Dane by Local. This is not a fundraiser for us, so this is just an opportunity that we help kind of distribute and support. So we're considered sponsors. Madison Essentials is a huge part of it, and they do a lot of the planning. We have Bunkies Catering, Communication Concepts, Arcus Communication Designs. So it's kind of a really good mixture of a variety of different businesses supporting this as well. And I'm a person that's kind of practical because I like to cook and I like to make soup. So why would I leave for soup and how much does it cost? It's kind of my practical mind. And for people that are interested, it comes frozen in the quarts, and it's anywhere from $12 to $17, depending on the ingredients involved. The chefs and the cooks and the restaurants try to keep it a really good price point, and all they cover then is just the cost of goods, and that's it.
We're talking with Megan Stern over at Dane by Local about Soup's On. I think that's a really interesting point, Megan, because, if you've never made soup before, there's a lot that goes into it, right? I mean, there's a whole lot of different ingredients. It takes a long time. So soup is, some people think, oh, a bowl of soup should be really cheap or things like that. There's a lot that goes into making a soup, and a good soup at that. So when you think about that and the process you might have to go through to try to make soup at home if you've never done it, Soup's On is a great option for you. soup's already there. You're supporting local restaurants. Easy way to do it. And you bring it home frozen. Like Collins pointed out, you're not driving home in your car mm-hmm. with soup sloshing around in a bucket. You have a container that's frozen, so you don't have to worry about that. And then you can thaw it out and use it as you want.
Yeah, a good example would be a couple of the soups we have this week are a creamy Reuben. I mean, you were talking about sauerkraut mm-hmm. and corned beef and all that stuff. And then beef butter brisket this week has a butter brisket chili. Like, that's exceptional. I can do that without a whole bunch of extra time for me. So some really excellent opportunities. Some shrimp tortilla soup, stuff that you may not make on your own.
I like soup you have to chew a little bit. I mean, personally.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
A little bit of meat in there, a little bit of stuff in there that you got to chew on. I mean, you know, the broths are good too, but a little bit of chunking there is good for me. Again, we're talking about Soups On with Megan from Dane by Local. The event, and actually, I shouldn't call it an event. I keep calling that. It's an activity, a local activity to support restaurants in your community and enjoy some good food at the same time. Soups On, you can find out a whole bunch more at danebylocal.com. Megan, we got a couple minutes here. Anything else we should touch on before you go?
I think you said it, but make sure for Soups On to order in advance online. Sometimes some of the soups do sell out, the popular ones. The only other thing that I think is really exciting that we have coming up, it's a member opportunity, but it's also open to the public. It is, if interested, you can reserve a spot online. November 9th, we have one of our breakfasts and our speaker. We usually have a speaker at that. It's going to be online, virtual, through Zoom, again, this time, just for safety reasons. But our speaker is a series of videos presented by Brix Cider, B-R-I-X Cider, out of Montfort. And they're doing this really, really interesting project, the Brix Project. And it's essentially the big concept, the utopian concept we all have of what it would be like to live locally, sustain locally, and only buy locally, and produce what's going on the time. So what meats are being produced, what vegetables. It's a really interesting concept. So people that are looking to see what it would look like to live kind of in that model, these videos are really, really helpful. And then they're going to be present too to do a little question and answer. So that's 8 a.m. on November 9th. And then our online auction's coming up beginning of December. Keep an eye out for that. Some really good, really, really wonderful options for auctions here.
All information about that at danebylocal.com. Megan, I'm going to do something really quick because I have a second. We're going to do a test. Here's a button on Dane by Local's website. Order soup now. I'm going to click it and see what happens. Let's see what's happened.
All right.
Okay, I just clicked it. Something comes up. It says Soup's On. Looks pretty simple, pretty easy. You can see a bunch of great places. All the selections right there, selection options. So that's all you have to do. Go to danebylocal.com, click order now, and it's right there for you. Support local businesses, support our community, and enjoy soup. At the same time, Megan, thanks for all your time today and telling us about Soup Song.
Thank you.
Have a great Saturday, everybody. And Megan, we'll catch you next week, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Did you know that true love asks for nothing? Her acceptance is the way we care.